and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
We survived Thanksgiving.
Barely.
Right? Is there anybody who was ready to come back to work today?
You know what? Talking to some of my friends, I think there are several people that were ready to get back into normal routine and kind of, you know, jump back in.
Because the routine was all messed up.
It was.
Family all over the place.
Well, and kids are going, what day is it today? It feels like Sunday, but it's like Friday.
Right.
You know, it was just weird.
And we think everybody has time off, right? But
and
then
they
the
don't.
Truth is, no, yeah. A lot of people have to work. For some people, it's the busiest days of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But we all, it's the holidays. We get the days off and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we had a couple of instances of awkwardness over the weekend. Number one, on one of the days when Leslie's dad was at our house, it's kind of tough to find shows that everybody agrees on.
Right.
So my wife left it on one that she and her dad would watch.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
If I know your wife, I'm going to say Family Feud.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right. 7 hours
no,
of Family
stop
Feud.
Stop it.
Seven
Did y'all
hours.
Did you see every episode?
Basically, we saw families recycle back on.
Wow.
It started at noon.
Yeah.
And it lasted until at least 7.
So were most people in the house happy with that choice?
I mean, it is what it is, right?
Okay.
So I turn on football. Her dad's gone. I turn on football. And she says to me, I am so sick and tired of seeing football. I can't wait for football season to be over.
I know. We've got a second, too.
Really?
Well, I mean, we do.
Oh, until it's over?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was fired up about that. I was fired up about Family Feud. And I said, why don't we try to find something new to watch? Which she tells me gives her complete anxiety.
Now, did y'all actually find a show or did you just float through Netflix like we always do?
No, I did that for a minute.
Okay.
And then I started Ron White, like a comedy special, and he said a couple of body part words really fast and she did not want to watch it.
So, yeah.
So then I go to find something else. I'm like, oh, look, The Little Mermaid or something like that. And you want to watch that? And she thought I was making fun of her, which I kind of was. And then I saw there was an Adam Sandler comedy show. I'm like, it's Adam Sandler. How bad can that be?
Yeah.
Right? He's just going to be obnoxious.
Yeah.
He said body part words real fast.
Holy moly. He didn't sing the turkey song?
No, I didn't get the chance to even get to that point. So then I stopped on Parks and Recreation, and we've started that.
I've been telling you that's a good one.
Well, everybody says that's like the follow-up to The Office, kind of. Like, if you like The Office, you kind of like that.
Chris Pratt, Amy Poehler, Ron Offerman. It's good.
But it's weird how similar the whole documentary feel of it is, and it's like, who copied who here?
Yeah.
But we've watched, I guess, 5 or 6 episodes. Mm-hmm. So, for everybody who says that I don't watch current television, we're catching up. We're back in 2009 now. Aren't you proud?
I am.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Kelly planned one of those photo shoots for months and months and months.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be a gift to her husband.
You're a liar. That was not the kind of photo shoot it was.
Oh, it wasn't?
No. Good try.
Well, I thought maybe that's why you
I'm
had
sure
to cancel
that's
it.
That's what you thought.
Because your mother was in town.
No. It was because of the winds yesterday.
Oh, yeah. They were bad.
There is no way that you would have even been able to see our faces. We would have been in a tornado of leaves.
So yesterday. You were going to do the outdoor stuff?
Yeah, it was going to be all outdoor. You know, like the barn scene, the fall scene, all that kind of stuff. And there was no way. And all the leaves we were going to use are gone.
So where were you going to go? Did you have a spot?
I think it's Paragold. It was Paragold.
You're going to have to leave town to go there?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a good barn there?
That's where we were going to do some shots, yes. Pictures.
Were you disappointed?
Well, as a mom, when you try to do all that together and you've got the outfits ready and you've got in your mind, okay, here's some of the poses that I want. And then all of a sudden, now you've got to figure out if there's going to be another weekend coming up where I have my whole family together. And you know what I'm saying? It's going to get colder and everything changes.
Did you find out what you were going to wear? Because that I know that from what I was told that you were told to pick your stuff first and then everybody else would follow around you.
Yeah. So like picked out kind of the colors that I wanted our family to be in. So
which was going
to
be?
It's just normal. Like
it's fall colors.
Yeah.
Yellows and oranges.
The typical stuff that when you're scrolling Facebook and Instagram, you see as families take pictures. But as I was scrolling Instagram and Facebook this weekend, it's like everyone had family pictures.
Oh, gosh.
Tons.
Please don't say that. We haven't done family photos in a minute.
Y'all had a good one, though.
When?
This weekend.
Where?
It was indoors, but it was good of y'all.
That doesn't count, because I didn't pay for that.
Oh.
And I instructed people how to take that photo. No, up higher, angle. No, back up.
Okay, so if you hire a professional photographer, are you still going to do that stuff?
Yeah, back up.
That's embarrassing.
Get back.
Oh my gosh, your poor wife.
Why do you say that? I just know my better angle and it's from further away. Could you go really far back, please? Hey, there's a funny story out today. A realtor got in trouble because they were having trouble showing, like, getting people to view a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I need to get more views on this listing and all this different stuff. So they decided to hire underwear models, much like your original photo shoot idea.
Stop it.
To go in and be in the photos of the house as they were showing the house off.
So you go to the internet, click through the pictures, and there's underwear models like modeling by the kitchen island or what?
Yeah, by the island, by the washer dryer and all that stuff. Evidently, that's against the rules of the realtors. You're not allowed to do that. And that realtor got in trouble.
It wasn't anyone from here, right?
Oh, no, it wasn't from around here. It wasn't our friend who will be on later, I promise.
That's good.
It's from out of market. But it is a pretty good idea. Like, if you really want to sell your house, you want attention for your listing.
I wonder if it was the owners of the house.
I don't know. Well, like, they hired them?
Oh, okay.
No, they hired in. I mean, these are, you know, like swimsuit looking models.
Oh, those kind.
Not a bad way if you're looking for a house listing. Honey, I think I want to buy this one.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
More drama for Ariana Grande over the weekend, including her having to fire back at trolls on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you all about that coming up. Gotcha Gossip is on the way in about 7 minutes on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. Get ready because, number one, she's firing back at trolls. There were some trolls on Twitter over the weekend who were accusing her of milking the passing of Mac Miller, who was her ex-boyfriend.
Aww.
And basically she came back and said that she hopes that people never have to go through what she's gone through. But she decided to fire back, which I thought was a pretty big deal for her.
Yeah.
She's also going to take a break again from Twitter. It seems like so many stars have to step away from social media. There's also a lot of talk because of her social media about the video to her song, Thank You Next. So basically what we found out is that she in this video is spoofing the movie Mean Girls.
Love that movie.
One of your favorites,
yes.
Right? So she's posted photos from the set where you can tell they're totally mean girling it up. And you're telling me that even one of the guys in the photos is in the real movie?
Yeah, it's eerily similar to the movie, but the main guy in the photo was the main guy in the actual Mean Girls movie. And then there's a girl that looks just like Lindsay Lohan. She played Katie in the movie. She's on the left. She looks just like her.
I thought that was her.
Yeah, I know.
Like, legit. I'm like, there's no way anybody looks that close to looking like Lindsay Lohan.
I know.
Anyway, Ariana Grande and Thank You Next, that video due out soon.
Gotcha Gossip on Rita Ora. Now, if you watch the Macy's, did y'all watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No, we watched Family Feud.
Okay, well, we watched a little bit of it, but I didn't see this part until later. So she was called out for this lip syncing on her float, but John Legend quickly came to her defense. Now, think about it being 30 degrees in New York City. You're on a float. You're going through the city. Your vocal cords are probably frozen, right?
Sure.
So this is what John tweeted out. Fun fact, we all have to lip sync on this parade because the floats don't have the capacity to handle the sound requirements for a live performance.
Right.
Hope y'all enjoyed it anyway. Know that if you come to my shows, the vocals are 100% live. So she thanked him for sticking up for her. And then Macy's also admitted that some of the performers experienced technical difficulties. Now, I did see Kelly Clarkson perform and she killed it like she always does. But she... But you're going to laugh at me.
No.
But she wasn't on a float. She got to come out, do it, and then go back in.
Well, sure.
So it helped her. But to see Rita Ora's little lip sync mishap, head to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, KFIN.com.
And if you're a fan of Britney Spears, there is new holiday gear out for Britney, like the Merry Britmas shirt, which I thought was really funny. They also have a sweater, like an ugly sweater, but it's not ugly because Britney's on it. It says Holiday Spear It.
I think I already know what I want to get you and my husband for Christmas.
You think so?
Yeah, one of those
Which
sweaters.
One?
It's funny.
The sweater?
The Spearmas.
Okay. You like that one?
Yes.
They also have I'm a Sleigh for You ornaments.
Well.
So you can check out BritneySpears.com to find out more, but it's pretty fun stuff. And I'm very much in the Holiday Spear It.
Get out.
Right?
Stop.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you don't have the K-Fine app on your phone, I encourage you to go and get that. Because when you have the app, you can listen to us wherever you go. You can also do all the social stuff with us through the K-Fine mobile app. And the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog is now on the K-Fine mobile app. All you have to do is go to your app stores and search for K-Fine. That's K-F-I-N.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
That's one of those songs I was singing the entire Thanksgiving break.
Really?
I don't even know why. You know how like sometimes a song just kind of penetrates your brain?
And stays with you.
And it won't go away.
Yeah, it's catchy.
I was like walking around the house. Good girl. No.
Were you singing it to your wife?
Yeah.
That'd be really sweet.
That's what I was doing because I'm very sweet like that.
Yeah.
Actually, one of my nicknames in school was Mr. Sweetness.
Wow. That's a new one.
Yeah. In high school, in the yearbook, I was named most likely to be sweet. Just one of those deals.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there's this 52-year-old guy named Tim. He lives in Florida, and he recently stole the identity of an 80-year-old man with dementia.
Oh.
So that's terrible. But Tim took about $50,000 out of his bank account to buy two things. Number one, he had dental surgery to replace his missing and messed up teeth.
Okay.
Great smile. And secondly, he bought a $10,000 French bulldog puppy. $10,000.
For a dog?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so the 80-year-old man's caregivers noticed the money was missing, and they tracked old Tim down.
Oh.
Police arrested him, and he was arrested on several charges. But the incident reminds me of the dog who loved to watch TV.
Really?
Yeah. Guess how the dog stops a TV show?
Ooh, how does a dog do that?
He presses pause. Get it? His paws? And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, that's enough.
I can't help it.
Well, you got your cardio in for the day.
Just makes you get out of your seat.
It's K-Fine Heritage, Trace Adkins, Honky Tonk, Badonkadonk.
It's been a second. I forgot how exciting that song is.
Yeah, you're Badonkadonks now, doesn't it?
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Thanksgiving is over. We are finally here in the holiday season of Christmas. People are doing their shopping. Today is Cyber Monday.
Big day today.
So Kelly's productivity has already been shot today.
Not true.
But it will be.
Yeah, it will be.
Later in the day.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are all excited about that. A lot of people are excited that family is finally gone.
What?
Because so many of us had family that we're in, or we had to go hang out with family, which is always wonderful for a little bit. And then there comes a point where you're like,
well, yeah,
I want to get back to normal.
It kind of gets, you know, messes up the routine a little bit. And you're constantly, I feel like, you're constantly cleaning up. Because there's people there, right? So you're constantly kind of picking up after people. There's kids there, so you're constantly picking up spills and crumbs and pieces of dressing on the floor and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was tired this weekend.
So my wife complained majorly about the kitchen. That was her spot. I don't know how many times I've had to clean this kitchen because her dad comes in and her dad makes this amazing fried fish. Like he catches the fish, brings it. Does the hush puppies, but he was trying different recipes. So there was fish batter and fish and the smell of fried food. And finally, at one point, Leslie got in this really bad mood. I'm like, what's the deal? Why are you so angry? This is the holiday season.
And it was because it was probably the fifth time that day she had cleaned the kitchen.
And it was driving her crazy because she couldn't keep it clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things. I also realized over the weekend that I very much will eat leftovers now. When I was a kid, I wouldn't do it. I didn't enjoy leftovers.
Really?
I ate that Thanksgiving meal. Turkey dressing, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, something else. I ate that five times.
Really?
The same meal five times.
I can't do that.
You didn't do that? How many times did you have that meal?
Once and to a minimum because I was trying to do well.
What do you mean?
Eat well.
Oh, you're on a diet.
Yeah. So, and I think it's the first time in my life I've ever eaten healthy during Thanksgiving.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah. Like I did have a little tiny square of pumpkin pie, of pumpkin pie, but that was the most sugary thing I ate the whole week.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you disappointed?
A little.
Were you cranky? Yep. I bet you were really cranky.
Yep.
Because you see everybody else shoveling in all this amazing food.
It was a tough few days with everybody eating 24/7, and I only ate certain things at certain times. It was tough.
This is the season for eating.
I know.
And I realize that. So by the end of it, because I looked at myself in the mirror after my fifth Thanksgiving meal.
And what was the results?
Son of a gun. That's basically what I said to myself. And we started working out on a Sunday.
Really?
Does that tell you how it went?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
K-Fine Country, it is Monday morning. We're back at work. The holiday weekend is over. Everybody's going to struggle today. Everybody needs a little bit more coffee or a Red Bull or a Monster. Or yes. If you can just drink water, I am very much impressed.
Good for you. And we're celebrating Monday birthdays coming up on K-Fine. If you have a birthday to shout out, add it to the birthday post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It's Monday, November the 26th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Megan Paulsgrove of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. We have Brett Brethrick celebrating Tara Stallings of Jonesboro. Kay Richardson from Jonesboro. Michael Light from Wynn celebrates today. Krista Gifford of Paragould, happy birthday. Mallory Wisham of Lake City is 26 years old. We have Victoria Mitchell of Valley View turning 17. And Victoria Ori from Valley View turning 17 as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Rita Ora is 27. Her biggest hit was Black Widow with Iggy Azalea.
She's also on the BBITM blog right now with her lip sync fail from the Macy's Parade.
Right.
Go check it out.
Matt Carpenter is 33, St. Louis Cardinals. Natasha Bedingfield is 36.
Oh my gosh. I played a ton of Natasha Bedingfield when I was on the pop station.
I do.
The rest is still unwritten. Natasha Bedingfield, 36 years old today.
DJ Khaled is 43 today.
Did you really just do that? Did that really just happen?
It did.
Another one.
It's another one.
DJ Khaled.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
DJ Khaled, 43 years old today.
Okay, if I'm going to say this wrong. John McVie?
I believe that's probably wrong.
John McVie.
Probably that.
Okay, from Fleetwood Mac is 72 today. Who are you thinking about right now, Brandon?
Well, it's pretty obvious if you're from Arkansas. It's the superstar Bill Clinton. Yep. Is that what you think of?
Yes.
All right, happy birthday.
And Tina Turner is 78 today.
Ooh, we have to celebrate.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? Got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Krista Gifford, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Is Carrie Underwood going to have a Christmas baby?
And another country star announces a baby is on the way.
Country music news is coming up in 7 minutes on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Brandon, your girl, Carrie Underwood, it looks like she's about to pop any day with a baby boy that's going to be joining Big Brother Isaiah, but now we kind of have an idea when. So she and her husband Mike Fisher will not be celebrating a Christmas baby, but it looks like New Year's is going to be a very happy time for them, according to Taylor Dye of Maddie and Tay, who's actually going to be opening up for Carrie on her tour next year. She said that they've already offered to babysit, and her tour doesn't start until May, but they're going to have plenty of time to rest and bond with their baby, because it looks like January is when the baby will be here. And then, oh, there you go. Hey, I'm done.
You okay?
Yep, just had a hiccup.
Good news there for Gary Underwood. Hey, speaking of baby news, surprise baby news from a country superstar. Jake Owen revealed on a country holiday special with his family that he and his girlfriend are expecting as well. Here's Jake.
This will throw you guys for a loop. It's a, haven't told anyone, but Eric and I, we'll be having a little addition to our Owen family.
Oh my goodness. That is amazing.
Now I'm gonna turn really red right
that
now.
That is amazing.
Even more red than you already are.
I hope it's good.
That's gonna be baby number two for Jake Owen. He has a baby Pearl with the previous woman.
A lot of us did some Christmas decorating over Thanksgiving weekend, and everyone knows getting the Christmas tree topper on the top of the tree is one of the toughest challenges that there is.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Well, Kelsey Ballerini managed this with no problem this season because she simply had her husband use some teamwork. She got a boost on his shoulders, and after placing the silver star on the top of the tree, they basically were like, woohoo! And they had their dog Dibs in it and everything. So it's really cute. To check out the cute picture, go to our BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Is there any truth to the fact, and there's a rumor out there, that the way that you got your tree topper on was the same way? You hopped on Joey's shoulders, and he boosted you to the top of the tree.
Actually, he hopped on mine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Okay, so today is Cyber Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do any Black Friday shopping over the last couple of days?
From the comfort of my own home, we did.
You did some shopping?
Yeah.
So you did not wait until Cyber Monday?
No.
All right, but you did some stuff.
There are a couple of things I want to look at today, though.
So the big question to me is, because you see all these stories about Black Friday. Like, I know there's people who get excited about going out on Black Friday. They like the idea of going to the store. It's a family tradition.
Yeah, right.
And I saw people out on Thanksgiving Thursday, those social posts and all that stuff. But to me, like, if I'm looking at this deal, objectively, I'm a Cyber Monday guy. Because I'm not all about that experience.
Me too.
I would much rather be the one who's going to say, you know what I'd like to do? I would like to sit right here on my couch, covered in a blanket, with a cup of coffee next to me, and place all my stuff.
Right.
So my wife, though, has been cyber shopping all weekend. And of course, she found deals at Sephora and at Ulta, all these places for her.
Perfect.
She wasn't shopping for our 9-year-old son. We have no idea what he wants. But she knows where the makeup deals are.
Oh, yeah. It's good. There's some good ones out right now, too.
So you might want to check that out. It is Cyber Monday. They're saying that more people are going to spend money on Cyber Monday than any other day previously as far as online shopping. The biggest day in history is today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And from the neon church to the neon birch, Eric Birch is on the phone this morning.
That's real good.
Now, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that every once in a while we made that song all about Eric Birch.
Well,
it's not a lie.
I'm honored, I suppose.
We talk to Eric Birch. Da, da, da. Anyway, that's kind of how we do things. We make up songs here, so.
Well, I'm well aware of that. So.
What do you do at your office when you get bored? Do you ever have time to get bored?
What do I do when I get bored? We talk for 2 minutes before this comes on, and you go, hey, make sure there's no questions to put me on the spot or us on the spot. And that's the first that y'all had that all planned out.
No, we didn't. I promise.
So what do I do when I get bored? Literally, I will run out of the office. I'll jump in my vehicle, and I drive around Jonesboro. Because I want to get into the neighborhoods. I want to go check stuff out. That's literally... And it happens about 3 times a day. So it's like, okay, I'm out of the office. I'm going to go, you know, and look at what's new going on here, what's coming up there, you know, drive old neighborhoods just to see what's going on. So, yeah, that's literally what I do.
That's good, though. Mm-hmm. I've been driving around, too, just like, you know, going different places around town. And I see spots where, like, new neighborhoods are being developed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This has been nothing forever but woods. And all of a sudden, they're popping up streets and everything in that area. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's one thing I guess I've always done, you know, since we moved back to Jonesboro 13 years ago, is I try to take a different way to work each day or to the office each day. And just to stay out of a routine. But also to see what's going on, you know, what else is happening over here, what else is happening over there. Because if you don't drive up and down, if you just stay on one side of town for any amount of time, it's amazing what will come up, you know. And somebody say, hey, did you hear about this new restaurant opening up? And you go like, what new restaurant? You know, so it took them 6 months to build and everything else. And you didn't even know anything about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, always trying to change up and just stay out of the monotony.
So let's talk about, here we are on a Monday. We do Monday morning motivation every Monday morning with you. And it's kind of a weird Monday because the Thanksgiving holiday is over. People pretty much have family going back to where they came from and all that stuff. And now we have a few more weeks to get ready for Christmas. What's the focus as we need Monday morning motivation and the holiday week is over?
Sure. Well, number one, I want to say thank you to everyone that came out last week to our client appreciation event. We gave away several hundred pies to, like, we always advertise and we always push our past clients, our present clients, and even our future clients. So that was such a great time just to reconnect with so many people. And I appreciate all the Facebook messages that you guys sent me. I got some emails from some clients that said they were out of town for the week, couldn't make it by to get their pie, but just said thank you for thinking about them. So, guys, that's, you know, over the past 13 years, we've got to serve over 3,000 families, and that's just truly, truly a blessing. So appreciate each and every single one of you. So, but just going into, yeah, sort of this sort of what I saw almost a lull time where you had, hey, there's a great week. I've spent some time with some friends, some family, who's reconnect. Some of you, you know, just got back late last night. Now you got to jump back up and get back into the office and everything. But let's just take a few minutes just to reflect on 2018, and where were you in this journey? Where were you January 1, January 2, January 3, you know, the first of the year? And just think about, what have you accomplished? You know, also, what have you gone through? You know, and I say that to say this is, because whatever adversities you've had to face, whatever you've had to go through over this past year, I promise you it's made you a smarter, you know, wiser, hopefully more compassionate, even more grateful person today than you were 11 months ago.
Right.
So as you sort of take this next 30 to 40 days, whatever we've got left in 2018, and just, you know, think about, you know, how grateful you are for where you came, but also what are some of the things that you want to change? What are some of the standards that you want to raise? So as we go through our goal setting workshop at our office, you know, this is one thing I say, write down your five things that you've accomplished this year. And then what are the standards that you're going to change so that you can make 2019 even better than 2018 was? But you've got to start off with reflecting on, again, what was great in 2018, and what did you accomplish, and what did you do? What did you overcome? Because you want to look at those victories and you want to celebrate those victories. And especially before you start goal setting or, again, putting that bar out there to raise your standards, whatever it may be. And you know, that's for the kids that are going back to school today that normally go, hey, look, you know, I'm just happy with a C average. You know, C's get degrees. You know, I've heard the saying. But, you know, are you really pushing yourself? You know, and are you really – it may not always be about the grades. You know, how am I truly going to use this 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road? That's almost irrelevant. But you need to start training yourself today to show up, to be your best, whether you think that's going to benefit you or not. As far as the outcome, it's setting that mindset of whatever I do, I'm going to give it everything I've got. And if you can set that mindset today, you know, and moving forward, then, that, you know, there's really not ever going to be any reason to look back. So step up to become the person that you need to become today to accomplish the goals that are set before you. And like I said, let's just reflect over that for the next 30 days. We'll talk about our habits, Atomic Habits with James Clear, and A New Mind with Daniel Pink, just a couple of the books that we've read. over the next few weeks. But great stuff. Looking forward to 2019 for sure.
There you go. It's Eric Birch from Birch & Co. with your Monday morning motivation.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly and I got to break the news a little bit ago. WWE Live, the road to WrestleMania. It's coming to Jonesboro First National Bank Arena. It's going to be February 22nd. Tickets go on sale this coming Friday morning. Let me tell you who's going to be here. We're talking about Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Baron Corbin, Finn Balor, Bayley, and Kai's favorite, Sasha Banks. All in Jonesboro, February 22nd. Tickets on sale Friday, but we have even better news. We have tickets for you to win. We're talking floor seats before they even go on sale.
Perfect.
Listen all this week and get the info at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hello, Cyber Monday. I guess I'll have to wait.
Me too. You don't get paid till the first.
So dumb, right? So I was all excited. I've been excited because there's a concert in South Haven coming up this week. It's Alabama. One of my favorite bands of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this big plan, this big vision that I was going to Alabama, right?
My husband said the same thing.
And then I realized, well, you know what it takes to get to Alabama, even if we have tickets to Alabama? It's going to cost a little bit of money to go to Alabama.
Yes.
So we might have to wait on Alabama. But how many chances are there for Alabama?
Not many.
Right. So I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
You have any money I can borrow?
No, I was watching people, you know, do Black Friday and all that kind of stuff this weekend, and I was thinking to myself, because I didn't buy anything, and I was thinking to myself, well, I don't get paid until the first, and so I really didn't have like a lot of extra money just to kind of, you know, Black Friday with.
Dude, I know.
And so I'm like, and now it's Cyber Monday, and it's still not the first.
Right.
Can't y'all change it to where it's like the first or the 15th?
Now, there are people who don't live as tight as we have to live. Some people that don't spend like we spend.
Maybe so.
But that's the issue that I have. I'm disappointed in Alabama. So I'm going to message Randy Owen and see if he could send me a gift card.
You, yes.
Randy Owen, the lead singer, can you send me a $100 Visa gift card?
For your concert.
I'll come to your concert.
Some gas money, too, would be great.
Oh, gosh. It is crazy, though. Because if you live kind of tight.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're supposed to have this extra money for the mm-hmm. holidays. You're like, where's it coming from?
Right.
I was telling Leslie, I think I need a side hustle.
Yeah.
So forever, you know, like my side hustle every once in a while was, you know, I'd wrestle, I do Arkansas State. That was side hustle.
Right.
But now that becomes expected hustle.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, because this job, because it was a part-time job for me, this would be my side hustle.
Right.
But now it's an, like you said, it's expected.
The expected hustle.
Right.
So I think we need to both come up with a side hustle. And I have determined what mine is going to be. Because I think I'm going to break down gender walls.
What is it?
I'm going to start selling Arbonne. I see so many people who do it. And you see them with cars and they're going to Las Vegas. Would it be weird if I was selling Fizz Fizz or whatever they call that stuff?
Yes.
You think that's annoying?
Why? If it was you, I don't know why that's funny.
Why is it funny?
Well, you have a lot of skin to work with.
I have tons of skin. Yeah. I have more skin than most.
Right.
And I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, with the people who are on my social media, if I were the Arbonne guy.
You're about to have 30 people hit you up.
What?
For Arbonne.
What, to buy it from me?
Well, for you to sell it.
Oh, to sign up for it. What do you have to do?
I don't know.
You sign up underneath somebody and then.
I think so, yeah.
I could be rich. I could retire from this.
You could.
That's what I'm thinking on. I'm working on that.
It's weren't not you known in high school for your good skin?
No. Not quite. I wasn't even known in my early 20s for having good skin.
Okay.
And they get those close-ups on Channel 5 in Memphis.
Mm.
And it's like, okay, I'm going through a breakout. I'd have to try to back somebody up. Like,
right.
I actually have physically pushed back the camera person.
Stop.
Like, get out of my face.
Well, there's always hope, Brandon.
Yeah.
For your side hustle.
So my side hustle is going to be Arbonne. And that's not funny, so stop laughing at me.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Ariana Grande is hitting people in the fields with her next video. We'll tell you all about that coming up.
And a pop star is being called out for a lip sync disaster at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade.
Gotcha Gossip is on the way in 7.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande, who evidently is about to take a little break from Twitter again. It seems people keep attacking her on social media and bringing up the passing of her ex-boyfriend, Mac Miller. And now, because she posted something sweet about him on Thanksgiving, people are saying she's milking his death. And she basically responded by saying that she hopes people never have to go through what she's gone through over that situation. Also on her social media, you'll see that Ariana Grande has been working on the video to her song, Thank You, Next. And there is going to be a type of a feature. They're featuring the movie Mean Girls, where Ariana is one of the characters. There is somebody who looks just like Lindsay Lohan. Mm-hmm. And you're saying the guy from the real movie is there too?
Yeah, the main guy, the boyfriend that she has a crush on, it's actually him in the picture. So it's going to be a really cute video.
So get ready. Ariana Grande's video, Thank You, Next, due out soon.
Gotcha Gossip on Rita Ora. So if you watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you might have seen this major little, or actually a minor mishap, when Rita Ora sang. So she was on a float, and she got called out for lip syncing on her float. Mm. But John Legend quickly jumped to her defense, and this is what he said. Fun fact, we all have to lip sync on this parade because the floats don't have the capacity to handle the sound requirements for a live performance. Hope y'all enjoyed it anyway. Know that if you come to my shows, the vocals are 100% live. So she thanked him for sticking up to her. Kelly Clarkson also performed live, sounded really good, but she wasn't on a float, kind of being going through the city as well. So to see Rita Ora's little lip sync mishap, head to the BBITM blog on kfine.com. KFIN.com.
But you're describing it as a little lip sync mishap.
I know. I'm trying to. I feel bad for her.
It's a major mishap.
Well, she didn't do what Ashley Simpson did.
Well, it's basically the same thing. So poor Rita Ora didn't get the cue to start, and she couldn't hear the song. Mm-hmm. So she is singing on television, yet her mouth is not moving while she's on the floor.
I know.
It's pretty crazy. Again, up on the BBITM blog. Also out today, there is great news for fans of Britney Spears. You can now have Britney Spears for Christmas.
What?
Kind of.
Oh.
She's been on my list for years, but I've never had the chance.
Mm-hmm.
There's new Christmas items out for Britney Spears, like posters and t-shirts that say, Merry Britmas. How about this one? There's an ugly sweater, like one of those Christmas sweaters, with Britney on there, and it says, Holiday Spear It.
It's like a non-ugly Christmas sweater.
Right, because she's
ugly, ugly Christmas sweater.
A Christmas ornament that says, I'm a sleigh for you. They even have wrapping paper as well.
Well.
It looks like the ultimate gift. Find out more through Britney Spears' social media. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Sometimes through text, people get on our nerves. Right?
Yes.
You've had those people. Mm-hmm. We have found the most annoying things that people do when texting, and we'll share that with you coming up in six.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Every once in a while, we get in a text conversation, and people start to drive us crazy. And sometimes it's family, sometimes it's friends, sometimes it's coworkers, but we have found the most annoying things people do when they're texting. And we share this with you this morning because if you're doing these things, we ask that you stop, right?
I'm scared that I do them.
Okay, let me check, okay?
Okay?
And you tell me yes or no when I hit these different things. Again, annoying things people do when they're texting. Have you ever vanished in the middle of a conversation?
No.
You never do that?
No.
You always wrap up the conversation all the way?
I think so.
I don't believe that can be true. I believe all of us do that from time to time.
Maybe, okay.
They say being sarcastic via text is annoying to people.
What?
Would you ever be sarcastic?
No.
Me either. Using poor grammar.
Not most of the time, no.
Last week you did.
You just corrected me with one little thing, and it's because I did voice to text, and it didn't change it and make it correct.
So at about, what time was it? About, I don't know, 4:45, you sent me a text with improper English grammar, and I fixed it.
Yeah, I know. I hate
and
it.
She sent back the eye roll. Also, using too many of those acronyms and emojis can be really annoying to people.
Sometimes I do that because I want people to know what I mean.
Like, and we can't do that through just your words.
No, sometimes no.
What did we do before we had emojis?
I don't know.
And they say also basic people who send messages, multiple messages that don't need to be multiple messages.
Right.
Sometimes one message would do and they keep going.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's why you can't have the alerts on.
Right.
It'll drive you crazy. Those annoying things that people do that we shouldn't do via text.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there is a new movie trailer out that has completely taken over the internet because people are freaking out. The new Lion King trailer in the first 24 hours was one of the most viewed movie trailers of all time. There's only one that was ever bigger, and that was Avengers Infinity War. 224.6 million people watched the Lion King trailer in the first 24 hours.
And I think probably my family accounted for at least 10 to 20 of those times. They're so excited about it.
So this looks awesome.
I know.
Like, I hate to admit it because I know it's like a legendary Disney movie. Mm-hmm. I've never seen the original. But seeing this one with all the CGI effects where it looks like these are real animals.
I know.
It looks amazing. And there's really cool voices in the movie too. So they have Donald Glover. He's playing Simba. He's the voice of Simba. James Earl Jones is the voice of Mufasa. Mm-hmm. And then Beyonce is Nala.
Yeah, and there's just a huge trend right now with Disney of taking all of those cartoons and making them to live action. Oh. Like, you know, there's Dumbo. There's the Jungle Book that they did, Beauty and the Beast. So that's kind of what's happening in the next few years with Disney.
If you haven't seen it yet, you got to go check it out. Again, it's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So any second, it seems like Carrie Underwood is going to have a baby. Like any second. And so now we know when. She and her husband, Mike Fisher, will not be having a Christmas baby, but it looks like they're going to have a very happy new year with a baby being born in January. So according to Taylor Dye of Maddie and Tay, who's actually going to be opening up for Carrie during her tour next year, she said that they've already offered to babysit. And her tour doesn't start till May, so she's going to have plenty of time to kind of, I guess, kind of get herself back and kind of recover from all of that stuff. And she says that hopefully she can be an inspiration to her children and other working moms out there because we got this.
We have more baby news today. I don't know if you've heard about this, but Jana Kramer is going to have a baby this week. So congratulations.
Is it still true she's naming it Brandon?
I do believe that is true. Hmm. She has been you know, sliding in my DMs a lot.
Right, so right, right.
Just don't tell anybody. It's a secret between all of us. Mm-hmm. And then also congratulations goes out to Jake Owen, who announced on television over the weekend that he and his girlfriend are expecting as well. Here's Jake Owen.
This will throw you guys for a loop. It's a, haven't told anyone, but Eric and I, we'll be having a little addition to our Owen family.
Oh my goodness. That is amazing.
Now I'm gonna turn really red right
now. That is amazing.
Even more red than you already are.
I hope it's clear.
It's a real sweet clip though. It shows Jake talking to his parents all sitting around the table, and here's the information. We're having a baby.
A lot of us did some Christmas decorating over this past weekend, and everyone knows getting the star or the angel on the top of the tree is one of the hardest things to do. Okay. Well, Kelsey Ballerini managed to do this with no problem because all she did was climb on her husband's shoulders, and they used teamwork to put the topper on her tree. So they have a really cute picture out with their dog, Dibs, and Kelsey says it's her favorite time of year. To see the cute picture of Kelsey and her family, go to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly, what's on TV tonight?
Brandon, on TV tonight, we have Monday Night Football at 7:15. Houston Texans host the Tennessee Titans. Sixth season premiere of The Great Christmas Tree Light Fight at 7 on ABC. Have you seen that before?
It's kind of fun to watch.
It is fun.
People get really into it.
Yes. The Voice at 7, the top 11 perform. So it's getting close to that being over. The midseason finale of Manifest at 9 on NBC. Watch What Happens Live at 10 on Bravo. And tonight's lineup also includes Arrow at 7, DC's Legends of Tomorrow at 8, and The Good Doctor at 9.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.